as I share with you the results of my recent labors, I'd like to begin with a prayer, which reminds us that this is the Labor Day holiday weekend, and our blessings come to us as we seek to serve God. Let us pray. O God, you give to every man and woman their work, and through their labors you accomplish your purposes on earth. Give your blessing, we pray, to those who are engaged in the industries and commerce of this land. Inspire them with the knowledge that in ministering to the needs of others, they are serving you. Defend them from injustice and oppression, and give them a just reward for their labors, that, seeking first your kingdom and righteousness, all things may be added to them here and hereafter, through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. I received an interesting email on Friday from AMA, the Alberta Motor Association, of which I am a member. It was inviting me to attend a series of virtual travel events, which would bring me up to date on what various travel companies have to offer. I thought, that sounds interesting. If it is more than someone talking at me, but also includes scenes from the destinations they are promoting. Then this sentence caught my attention, and I quote, "As your safety is very important to us, the offers included in this email are intended to inspire travel plans for a later date." That describes perfectly where I am with regard to travel. Not now, due to COVID, but hopefully in the future. The point of all this is to highlight this Labor Day weekend, a celebrate with a mask event, if you are in a public space, indoors and outdoors, if you can't social distance. I wonder, did Jesus ever consider wearing a mask when he took time off and went on a holiday? Jesus went on a holiday? Someone might be thinking, where did the bishop get that idea? As Christians, we believe, although we do not fully understand how, that Jesus the Christ was fully human and fully divine. Being human, born of the Virgin Mary, his mother, Jesus experienced times of tiredness, times of thirst, times of hunger. There were times when he needed to get away from it all, the clamor of the crowds, the animosity of the scribes and Pharisees, the lack of understanding from family and disciples, the lack of faith and belief in who he was and is, the beloved Son of God. There were times when he needed to be alone with our Father in heaven, to be still and to bathe in the loving presence of God eternal. There were times when he needed to have the disciples complete and full attention as he taught them what the kingdom of God looked like and what his mission of saving the world involved. His teachings on these topics went against the popular interpretation of these concepts and left the disciples often confused and sometimes disgruntled. Little wonder that Jesus needed some downtime, a holiday. Today's gospel reading described such a time in Jesus' life. In the reading, Mark has given us a report of two incidents, one at the beginning and one at the ending of Jesus' holiday. One Bible scholar has estimated that this holiday could have lasted as much as 10 months. Maybe a better word to describe this time would be sabbatical, a time for relaxation, for study, and for renewal. So why did Mark report these two incidents instead of giving us a travel log of all the places Jesus and the disciples visited during these months? Just think how popular it would be today for Christian teachers to take groups of followers of Jesus, pilgrims, along the Master's holiday route. But Mark has not given us a detailed itinerary of the route. What Mark has given us is the strong, clear message that Jesus is not only the Savior of the children of Israel, but he is also the Savior of all people, regardless of their gender, ancestry, nationality, cultural, or social status. Looking now at the Gospel of Mark, chapter 6 closes with the statement that whenever Jesus went into villages or cities or farms, they laid the sick in the marketplaces and begged him that they might touch even the fringe of his cloak, and all who touched it were healed. Jesus' reputation of being a healer was making it impossible for him and the disciples to find quiet places in Galilee where they could rest and get away from the crowds. Then, in Mark chapter 7, opens with the showdown Jesus had with the scribes and Pharisees from Jerusalem, which left the Jerusalem authorities angry and silenced. This encounter prompted Jesus to take his disciples on a sabbatical, away from the territory of Galilee, to the northwest, to the area dominated by the pagan cities of Tyre and Sidon in the land of Phoenicia. Eventually, they returned to Galilee in the area of the Decapolis at the southeastern end of the Sea of Galilee. For many months, Jesus lived among the Gentiles, away from his own countrymen, away from the demanding crowds. This time was important to Jesus, as he prepared personally for what lay ahead of him at Passover time in Jerusalem. It was also important for his disciples, who had no idea of what was ahead and needed to be carefully prepared. With this in mind, we can understand Jesus's initial response to the Syrophoenician woman who tracked him down in the city of Tyre and begged him to heal her daughter. The secrecy of Jesus' presence in the Gentile city was about to be blown. His sabbatical with his disciples would end as crowds of Gentiles would come looking for the Jewish healer from Galilee. However, the compassion of Jesus for the lost and the needy was always dominant in his life and mission. The God-given faith expressed by the woman and her determination to get help for her daughter, united with the compassion of Jesus to open the door for God to act in such a way that the child was healed, even though she was at home, not at all near Jesus. Jesus simply says, "Your daughter is healed." And it was so. I expect that the disciples were quite surprised by Jesus' action, showing a lack of partiality by caring for this Gentile woman. We are not told if this healing made it difficult for Jesus to have much privacy in Tyre. We are told that he did take his disciples from Tyre up the coast to Sidon and then slowly back to Galilee. Once it became known that Jesus was in Galilee, a crowd congregated, bringing a man who was deaf and mute to Jesus to be healed. Seeing a fellow countryman suffering from this disability and unable to fully participate in the life of the community, Jesus was filled with compassion for him. However, Jesus still needed some quiet time with his disciples, so he takes the man aside privately. As Jesus intercedes on the man's behalf, God acts, and the man is healed. Filled with joy and thanksgiving for God's blessing, the man cannot keep quiet, as Jesus has told him to do. And the crowd is also amazed and proclaims the news abroad. So concludes Jesus' holiday, but not his need for quiet time with his disciples, as chapter 8 and the chapters following in the Gospel of Mark tell us. May God bless your quiet time as you read the continuing story of Jesus. Amen.